Episode 5. You gotta fall to land.
Me. Harmony, we are ready.
Hit it!
Beauty!
Hello?
Phoebe!
Yo!
Lily!
Hi!
Gordon!
What?
Clark!
Yeah!
Kimberly!
Cheerio!
The Beauty!
WKIZ, the All Kids Sportscast. I'm Kimberly, your sports expert.
And I'm Clark, sports aficionado.
An expert is an aficionado.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound as cool. Take it from me, I'm an aficionado.
We're here at Tidbit Skate Park, where a plywood skateboard jump has been set up for the Neighborhood Extreme Sports Competition.
It's definitely extremely extreme, but is it really sports?
Don't let fans of extreme sports hear you say that.
I'm just saying, some of these skaters might have a death wish.
Most great sports have a little bit of danger, Clark, which happens to be my middle name.
Your middle name is Clark?
No, danger. Okay, it's Olivia.
I'm confused. The GOGs are facing off against the Oak Street Okies in the third competition of the day, the best wipeout.
The competitors will be judged for their ability to crash, but everything is safe as the landing area is lined with pillows, and all the competitors are required to wear helmets, knee, and elbow pads. Let's head over to the good old gang now, where a dispute seems to be taking place between Team Captain Beebe and her team.
I have to wear what? Why do I have to wear all this safety gear?
Baby, it's the rules.
Oh, rules, schmules. I skate how I live, without a safety net. When did sports go so soft?
I think when people started getting injured a lot, but I don't remember. I got a concussion earlier.
Gordon?
Ugh, it's so dumb. It's like our parents want to wrap us all up in bubble wrap.
Ooh, I love bubble wrap. Poppy whoppy.
Quiet, Gordon. Look at that jump over there. The landing has pillows so we won't get owies. Ugh, I refuse to participate in this. Lily, you're now team captain.
Baby, if you quit, then you'll be a quitter.
I'm not quitting.
Well...
Guys, I'd be happy to join the skateboarding team to replace Beebe. But it's school picture day, and I promised my mom I wouldn't get any bumps, bruises, or scrapes. So, I can't fall.
No can do, Pedro. One of the most important things in extreme sports is wiping out. And if you're lucky, you get a cool scar.
No one's getting scars with all the safety equipment they're putting on you numbskulls.
Oh, great.
Actually, helmets are what keep our skulls from going numb. But that still didn't help me.
Gordon.
Hmm?
Puny, welcome to the team. Baby, this area is for kids who are actually skating, not kids who want to stand by and make fun of it.
You know, I was going to go home, but now I'm going to stay and watch Peony. He's the only kid who could find a way to actually hurt himself on this silly, stupid, super safe jump.
Looks like Lily is taking over as team captain for the GOGs. They're now rolling over to the ramp.
Lily is first up in the best wipeout competition. Here she goes.
She's got good speed as she approaches the jump. She's airborne and doing a 360 fakie heel flip and crashing into the pillows below.
Lily earned 10 points for that excellent wipeout. Gordon's up.
And he loses control, missing the jump entirely.
Gordon down!
Only 5 points for the GOGs, and now Puny is up. It's a good thing this is a wipeout competition. Because if Puny is good at anything, it's screwing up.
I wonder what he's thinking now.
I know I'm supposed to wipe out, but I don't want to get hurt. If there's a scratch on my face for picture day, my mom will ground me forever.
Here he goes, skating down the ramp. Picking up good speed as he approaches the jump, and...
He didn't wipe out at all. He actually landed the jump with... I can't believe it. Finesse.
Oh.
Pinch me, Kim. Am I dreaming? Ow.
But his team gets 0 points because this is a wipeout competition, not a test for finesse.
Aw, man. I failed at failing. I can't do anything right.
How will the good old gang recover from this loss? We'll find out just after a short public service announcement from Gordon with music provided by Harmony.
Hi there, your buddy Gordon here with a little lesson on skater terminology, aka skater words. When a skater jumps in the air and totally crashes, everyone calls it a wipeout. If you fall flat on your face, it's called a faceplant. And when someone pulls off a mad trick, we say it's totally gnarred, dude. Here's how we use all three. Nice wipeout, dude. That faceplant was totally gnar. See? Skater talk can be fun. But here's the most important thing you need to know about skater terminology. It's all made up. These words were invented by kids just like you for crazy things they did. They invented their own words. And you can too. So if you see a wipeout and think, whoa, that whipscraw was shellac, then that's the words you should use. The best thing about the English language is it has no limit. Every year, the dictionary makes room for new words. So come up with your own. Share them with your friends. Don't just use language, create it. With that, I bid you, whoop-ah! Copyright Gordon.
And welcome back to WKID. We're in Tidbit Park, where the GOGs are currently 5 points behind the Oak Street Okies.
That's right. The good old gang had a chance to get an edge on their competitor, but Puny Pete stuck his landing instead of crashing and burning.
What a jerk.
Team Captain Lily's storming over to him now to give him a piece of her mind.
Puny!
Oh, boy.
You were supposed to wipe out.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't know how I did that. But at least I'm alive for picture day.
Pete's got a point. If he was dead, he'd probably have his eyes closed in the picture. And that's no bueno.
Listen, falling is one of the most important things about skateboarding. You can't land anything without falling first. Imagine we're birds.
Ooh, can I be a dodo bird?
I'd like to be a flamingo. Or a falcon. No, maybe a whippoorwill.
It doesn't matter what kind. Just imagine we're birds, okay? When you're just a cute little baby, you need to learn how to fly. There's only one way to do that when you're high up in your nest.
Oh, make a parachute out of leaves.
What? No, fall. A lot of birds learn by simply jumping from the nest and falling. They just commit and do it. Or sometimes mama bird pushes them. But do you get my point?
Oh, yeah. I get what you're saying. Falling is the key to landing. Makes sense.
Can I change my bird to a penguin?
Oh, my stars.
Looks like Mama Bird Lily has inspired Puny with a talk about falling. That would have been helpful years ago when I was learning how to skate.
Wait a second. Clark, do you actually have a problem with extreme sports? Or does skating bring up some kind of bad memory for you?
What? You mean, like I broke my arm and no one signed my cast, and then my mom signed my cast, except she signed it super big, leaving no room for anyone else? If there was anyone else to sign my cast, and then everyone just assumed that my mom was my only friend because she was?
Yeah.
No, I just don't like skating.
Okay, we're learning more about Clark's sad childhood as the competition is back on here in the Tidbit Park with our final event, The Best Trick.
Competitors attempt to land their best trick once they launch off the skating ramp. 10 points for trying a huge trick and failing, and 20 points for trying a huge trick and landing it. They get 2 tries on this one.
And joining us in the newscaster booth is Bibi, who quit earlier because she didn't want to wear any safety gear.
I didn't quit. The reason I decided not to participate is because it's bad enough you have to wear a helmet and pads, but then you're also rewarded if you fail? This is ridiculous. I'm telling you, it's like parents want to wrap the whole world in bubble wrap. Ugh! And don't get me started on participation trophies.
We won't.
Here comes Gordon down the ramp.
And he's in the air, doing a kickflip and flashing a thumbs up to the crowd and sticking the landing. Well done, Gordon.
20 points go to the good old gang. Now it's Lily's turn.
Hitting the jump with a lot of speed. She's flying high, folks. And, oh!
She crashes!
She's got a few scrapes, but she's popping back up and her spirits are high. She's smiling.
10 points to the good old gang. And now Puny Pete riding the ramp down toward the plywood jump. And he's hitting the kicker for a gnarly launch. And he's airborne, twisting around for a 180 and... Oh!
That faceplant was crazy.
Use the skater lingo!
Totally gnar, dude. Bro, let's see how Puny is doing after that wipeout. Whoopah!
That was a totally sick slam, Puny.
Thanks, but I messed up.
I know, isn't it great? You scraped your face up pretty good, too.
Oh, no. Picture day. My mom's gonna kill me.
But then your eyes would be closed for next year's picture.
The GOGs have only one shot at the best trick left. What will happen?
We'll find out after a word from our sponsor. Throw down some beats, Harmony.
1, 2, 1, 2. Is this mic on? Yeah. Listen up. Hey. Bubble wrap, bubble wrap. BB breaking free of the bubble wrap. Bubble wrap, bubble wrap. Wrap so tight, can't open the app. It's me, Double B, with some things to say. Times have changed when I go out and play. Everything is safe, everyone's so soft. Excitement and danger are totally lost. I just wanna skate free with the wind in my hair. Without a helmet, I'm going nowhere. My mom and dad, they make me so mad, saying, wear knee pads, they're totally rad. I know they're wrong, I can see it's a trap. It's like they wanna wrap me in bubble wrap. Bubble wrap, bubble wrap. BB breaking free off the bubble wrap. Bubble wrap, bubble wrap. Wrap so tight, my ribs might snap. Let me kick my rhymes. Yeah, it's my time to pop these bubbles. Mom, I'll be fine. Wind in my hair, knees and bows. Cruising down the road with unstoppable flow. Oh, 1, 2, 1, 2. My flow was stopped. I should have left the bubble wrap unpopped. My wrist is scraped and my knee could burst. I get when my parents say safety first.
Welcome back to WKID, where the extreme sports competition is at full throttle. Even my co-anchor Clark can't wait to get on a skateboard and join the action.
What? I never said that.
Come on. You've got to give skateboarding another try. If you break your arm, I'll sign your cast.
Not if my mom gets there first. But let's focus on the event. The GOGs have one last trick up their sleeve, and that trick's name is Puny.
That's right. If the good old gang is going to win this competition, it's up to Puny Pete to pull off an amazing trick and stick the landing.
Team Captain Lily giving Puny her pep talk right now.
All right, Puny, let's do this.
Lily, can I ask you one more thing?
Sure.
Aren't you afraid of falling?
No, because I'm ready to fall. Know what I mean?
Yes. No.
Falling is the key to landing. When I wipe out over and over, I get closer and closer to landing it.
Oh, I think I get it. In the first competition, I wasn't scared to fall because the pillows were there to keep me safe. I wasn't even thinking about it.
That's exactly why you landed it.
Reverse psychology, dude. Or as I call it, G-colo-sci. It's psychology in reverse.
Is it?
This time, I'm not going to think about falling or landing or how my mom's going to kill me. I'm just going to commit like a baby bird. Today is a good day to fly.
Woohoo!
Look at Puny coming down the ramp like a baby penguin on a glacier.
Like a skateboarding Jedi.
Nice one. The Jedi penguin is airborne.
Doing a 180 kickflip. Will he stick the landing?
Nope. He stuck the faceplant instead.
Oh,
his teammate running over to him.
Puny, you okay?
I didn't stick the landing. Sorry.
It's okay.
It is?
Yeah. You committed and you fell, which is the key to landing, right? You'll get it on the next one.
Plus, you got a cool cut on your cheek. That'll leave an epic scar.
No, a scar? What am I supposed to tell my mom?
Just tell her what my mom tells me. Scars tell stories.
If scars tell stories, then I'm Netflix.
Puny, your scar will tell the story of a kid who learned that in order to land, from time to time, you must fall.
Thanks, Lily.
I can't believe this whole time I've been sitting here when I could have been competing. If it's safe sports or no sports, I'm gonna choose winning every time. Peace out!
Well, it's been an exciting day here at... Kimberly, why are you handing me a skateboard?
It's time to give it another shot.
Why?
Because in order to land, from time to time, we must fall. Trust me, I'm an expert aficionado.
Fine. This has been WKID, the all-kids sports radio show, where falling and landing are apparently the same thing. Whoop-ah!